Welcome to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And on this edition of Motown Memories, we'll be featuring the women and men of Motown from the 1970s. This half hour, we'll hear from three women artists: Gladys Knight and the Pips, Diana Ross, and the Supremes without Diana Ross. All coming up this half hour, right here on Motown Memories.
I'm imagining a lot of happy people, and most of you are with someone you love. Well, you are the lucky ones. All over the world there are lots of people who are alone tonight. I imagine most of us have been in that situation at some time or another. I know I have. Recently, I heard a most beautiful song with a dynamic lyric that really expresses this feeling of loneliness. It means a lot to me personally, and I'd like to share it with you. I think you'll see what I mean. Take the ribbon from my hair. Shake it loose and let it fall. laying soft against your skin. Like the shadows on the wall, come and lay down by my side. Till the early morning light, all I'm taking is your time. Help me make it through the night. I don't care what's right or wrong, and I won't try to understand. Let the devil take tomorrow. Oh, tonight I need a friend. Yesterday is dead. And tomorrow's out of sight, and it's so sad to be alone. Help me make it through the night.
The Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Song.
A Motown Memory with Gladys Knight and the Pips. That was Daddy Could Swear, I Declare. That reached number 19 in 1973, and that was their last Motown hit. Before that, we heard Gladys and the Pips with Help Me Make It Through the Night, number 33 in 1972, and we started with If I Were Your Woman, number 9 from 1970. In seeking to describe the magic of Gladys's voice, rock critic Robert Christou once mused, there's something in her voice, a hurtful rough place, the honey mist. Well, in an Ebony and Ivory story, B.J. Mason was more specific. He said Gladys, reaching back into time, pulled out the roots of black pain, black hope, and black joy, and described them in a revival meeting voice. Well, Gladys had always performed pop and rhythm and blues songs with the intensity and conviction of a gospel singer. You found the home of Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. Of this half hour, we're featuring three female acts in the Motown staple. Well, coming up, Diana Ross, number one song from 1976, Love Hangover. Well, what's interesting about this song is that no one really liked disco at Motown in the 1970s. Motown producer Hal Davis recalled that the company really wasn't heavily into it, so I figured I'd take advantage of that. When I did the track for Love Hangover, I knew it was a hit track, but when I played it for Diana, well, she wasn't too sure about it. She was used to singing more lush songs, and the public sort of identified her with those kinds of arrangements. Well, here is Love Hangover, right here on Motown Memories.
There's a remedy, I run from it,
Tom with your requests. MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com.
Diana Ross with Remember Me, number 16 from 1971. Before that, The Boss with Diana Ross, number 19 from 79. And we start with Love Hangover, number 1 from 1976. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon, and we're featuring this half hour three women of Motown from the 1970s. Well, coming up, the third of three women. This is the Supremes coming up without Diana Ross and their first post-Diana Ross single called Up the Ladder to the Roof. Well, Diana had left the group in January 1970 and was replaced by Gene Terrell, singer of boxer Ernie Terrell. The Supremes' first post-Ross single coming up, the joyous and exhilarating Up the Ladder to the Roof, actually fared better on the charts than Ross's first post-Supremes effort. Other early 1970s hits from the Supremes tried to adapt to the swinging musical and social changes of the period. Stone Love, the second song we'll feature this half hour from the Supremes, features a hard-driving arrangement and a hip contemporary title. Here is Up the Ladder to the Roof, right here on Motown Memories.
Songs here on Motown Memories.
Now I want to tell you of a great love. You just believe.
The Supremes without Diana Ross and Stone Love, reaching number 7 from 1970, and we started with the first post-Diana Ross single, Up the Ladder to the Roof, also from 1970, reaching number 10. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. This half hour, we've featured three female artists from the 1970s, Gladys Knight and the Pips, Diana Ross, and the Supremes. Well, coming up during the next half hour, we'll hear from three men artists from the 1970s. So keep it right here on Motown Memories.